are
two
says
things
in verse,
that are dealt
verse
with
18,
clearly by Christ.
There is
first
no
one
fear
here in 1 John
in love.
Chapter 4.
There is no
says
fear
in verse,
in
verse
love.
18.
That's a
there
great
is no
sentence,
fear
isn't it?
In love.
That's only the first part of it, though.
There is
but perfect
no fear
love
in
has
love.
Cast out fear.
That's a great
because
sentence,
fear
isn't it?
Involves
that's only
torment.
The first part of it, though.
But he
but
who
perfect
fears
love
has not been made
has
cast
out
fear
in love.
Because fear
there is no
torment.
Fear in love.
But he who fears
fear
has not
could
been
be
made
something,
perfect
like
in
I
love.
Said, something that comes in and distracts
there
me
is no
from
fear
what is important.
In love.
Fear could
have
be
you ever had to deal with
like
something,
said,
that,
something
is
that
very
comes
important,
in
but out of fear of leaving the coffee
important.
Maker on and being an
have
hour
you
away
ever
from
had
home,
to deal with something that is very important, but out of fear of leaving the coffee
Christ
maker
has
on
called us into fellowship,
and being
Christ
an hour away
us
from
to
home,
walk with him,
you were distracted from
to be
the
courageous
task.
In him,
that
to
Christ
have confidence
has called us
in
into
him,
fellowship,
and actually,
has
as
called
New
us
Testament
to
walk believers,
with him,
he has called us to be engaged
to be
in the world that we
live
him.
In.
To have confidence
not passive,
in him,
not
and actually,
back,
as
but
New
actually
Testament believers,
walking
he has called
into
us to be
darkness
engaged
and
in the world that
light.
We live in.
Not passive,
if there
not
is
sitting
fear,
back, but actually
in
walking
that,
into
then I will
darkness
not take the
and
next
bearing
step.
Light. We were at a convention a couple weeks ago, and
fear,
Pastor David Moore, I don't know if you know Pastor David Moore,
that,
but he's a pastor
I will not
in Malta,
take
New
the
York.
Next step.
We were at
Malta,
convention
New
a couple
York,
weeks ago, and Pastor
west
David
here.
Moore, I don't know if you know Pastor
and,
David
he
Moore,
said
but he's a pastor
he said
in Malta,
in his
New York,
that a
couple decades ago,
Malta, New York,
I had a
just
few
west of here.
Moments of fear.
And he said in his message
we all
that
looked
a
at
couple
each other,
decades
like,
ago,
really?
I had a few
that's all?
Moments of fear.
And he said, I tasted it, that,
we all
that cowardice,
looked at each
that
other,
fear,
like,
and
really?
I decided I don't want to feel
that's
this
all?
Way ever again.
He said, man,
and he
that's
said,
something.
I tasted
a couple
it,
decades
that,
ago,
that cowardice,
he had a couple
and
moments
that fear,
of fear,
and I decided I don't want to feel this
he
way ever
live
again.
That way again.
He said, man, that's something.
I look up to
decades
Pastor
ago,
David Moore,
and
if you've spent any time with
fear,
him, you know he is fearless.
He decided he wouldn't live
in
that
whatever
way again.
Capacity, fearless. Skiing,
I look
tubing,
up to Pastor
water
David
skiing.
Moore, and if you've spent any time with him,
whatever
you know he
it
is fearless.
Preaching the
in
gospel,
whatever capacity,
evangelism,
fearless.
He is fearless.
Skiing,
and I
tubing,
look
water
up to him
skiing,
big time because of that.
Whatever it is,
but how is it that I could have that kind of
evangelism?
He is fearless.
Where is that
and
fear
I look up
relieved.
To him big time because of that.
It
but
says
how
here
is
that
it that
I could have that kind of confidence? And where is that
God's
fear
love.
Relieved?
Not by any kind of
it
love,
says here
but
that that
by
fear
perfect love
is relieved.
And we know this word in the
God's
Greek,
love.
We know it as agape, right? Does anybody
not
love
by
saying
any
that word
kind
agape,
of love,
but instead by
agape
perfect
love?
We've
and we know this word
in the Greek,
agape,
we know it
as agape.
Right? We know this
right?
word.
Anybody
love
saying that word agape?
Agape love.
Agape
it's a different
love.
Kind of love.
We've seen cafes
of the four
named agape.
Words used
right? We
for
know
love
this word. It is
in
around.
The New Testament.
Agape
this
love.
Is
it's
the
a different
highest
kind of love.
Degree of love.
Of the four
it is beautiful,
words used for
beautiful love,
love
in the New Testament.
And it is not a love
this is
that
the
is
highest
an emotional response
love.
To something.
It is beautiful, a beautiful love.
That God's love for us
and it
is
not
a
love
that
is
us
doing
something
nice
for
him.
Something. Have you ever felt that way?
That
if God's
I just
love
prove myself
us
to
is
God,
not
then
in
he will love
response
me.
To us doing something
if I
nice
do something
for him,
then he will love me.
Have you ever felt that way?
If I show him
then
how
I
hard
just
I'm willing
myself
to work for
to
him,
God, then
he
will
love
me.
Me.
If I do something for him,
could,
then he will love me.
Felt that way,
if I show him how
matter,
hard I'm
actually.
Willing to work for him,
because
then he will love me.
That he loves us this way.
We could we
with
could
a different
have felt
kind
way,
of love.
It says in
1
John
3,
behold what manner of love
because he has told us that he loves us
given unto
this way.
And that
with a
manner
different
of
kind
love,
of love,
it means what
it
alien,
3,
strange
behold
kind
what
of love.
Manner of love.
And that
the
is this
is
kind
given
of love, agape love.
And that manner
that is
of
not
love, it means what alien, strange kind of
but
love.
But it is sourced in the one who
and
is
that
loving.
Is this kind of love, agape
that God's
love.
Love for us
that
is
not
in
sourced in
to
you.
Us.
God's
but it
love
is sourced
for us,
in the
and
one
that's
who
amazing
is loving.
Because that means
that
I,
God's love
that
for us is not
it
in
response in
a positive
us.
Way, but also
God's
I
love
can't
for
lose
us,
and
that's
amazing
way.
Because that means I
if
that
I
think
that
I can earn God's
one
love, that
also
comes
way,
with the idea that
I
can
I can't
lose
God's
it
love
in a negative way,
or I could find myself
if
all of
I
a sudden
think
out
that
of
I can
favor
earn
with
God's
God because
that also comes with the idea that I can lose God's love,
and that His love is an emotional response.
Or I
can
find myself all of a sudden out of favor with God
and He would look at me and
say, "I have done."
I have big plans for you today.
And that his love is an emotional
no,
response to
you.
My sin.
But
and he
instead,
would look at me
his
and say,
love
is
I have big plans
him.
For you today, but you did that.
It
now
is
I'm
an expression of his character.
But
instead,
it says later
on
in
this book, First
is sourced
John,
in him.
It says that God is love.
It is an expression of his
God
character.
God is love.
It says later
it
on
say
in
God
this
is
book,
loving.
First John,
It says that God will love you, or it doesn't say God won't love you. It says that God is love. It
doesn't say God is loving.
And that agape love is something that is coming out of His character and His nature.
It doesn't say God won't love you.
It says that God has desired.
And that agape
love is something that is coming out of His character and His
nature. God so loved the world in John
3:16. And it is something that He has desired. That He was so moved by His own love for you that He was willing
God
to give
so loved the
Christ
world in John 3:16.
He so loved
and
that He was so moved by His own love for you that He was willing to give Christ for you.
And this kind of love,
and in giving Christ,
evacuates
He gave
fear.
Everything. That this kind of love doesn't choose
this,
to coexist
this kind
with
of
fear.
Love. Evacuates fear.
That God's love doesn't come down and say, okay,
this kind
I
of
love
doesn't
you,
choose to coexist with
I
fear.
I love you, but I hope that it is greater than the fear
God's
that
love
you
have.
Doesn't come down and say, okay,
but if it's not,
I love you.
Well, good luck.
I love you, but I hope that it is greater than the fear
I was
that
in
you
some
have.
Pain.
But if it's not,
I was on the
well,
phone. I said, is there
luck.
Anything that you can do? To
I talked
me.
To a doctor recently because I was in
good
some
luck.
Pain. And I was on the phone. I said,
and
is there anything that you
just
can
to
do
get this
to
clear?
Me.
I said, did you just
and
say
said,
good luck?
Good
to
luck.
Me? Is that your medical opinion
and
right
I said,
now? Good
is
luck.
Just to get
and
this
said,
clear.
That's, that's
did
what
you
I
just
said. Good luck.
Say good luck.
He said, well,
to me.
Thank you so
your,
much.
Is that your medical opinion right now?
Good
I'll
luck.
Let you know how that goes.
And she said, that's right. That's what I said. Good luck.
If God were
said,
to
well,
express Himself
thank
to
you
us
so
like
much,
that, where would we find ourselves?
I'll let you know how that goes.
In fear.
Right.
In fear.
If God
saying,
were
I don't
to
have,
express
I,
Himself
I,
to
don't
us
have
like
luck,
that, where
right.
would we find ourselves?
I don't have what it takes.
In fear.
But instead, He has expressed
saying,
His
I don't
to
have,
us
I,
in this way.
I don't have
Romans
luck.
5, 8. That
I don't
he
have
has demonstrated
takes.
His love for us in this.
But instead, he
that
has
while we were yet
to
sinners,
us in this way,
Christ
Romans
died for
us.
That he has demonstrated
his
love,
his
is
love
an expression
for
us in
of who
this.
He is.
That while
it
we
is
were
coming
yet
out
sinners,
of who he is,
Christ
out of his nature,
the
and he has said, my love,
that his love
has decided not to coexist with
is.
Fear, hoping you
it
are coming out of
run
who
into
he
it.
Is, out of his
but
nature.
But instead, my
and he
love.
Has said,
has
my
cast
love
out fear.
Has decided not to coexist
cast
with fear.
Instead
hoping
of coexisting
you are fortunate
enough to run
into decided
it.
To cast
but instead,
it out.
My love has cast
how did he
out
do
fear.
That?
Cast it out.
The
instead
cross.
Of coexisting with it,
the cross.
He has
here it
to
says,
cast it out.
Because fear involves
how
torment.
How did he do that?
Fear involves
the cross.
Torment.
The
what
cross.
Is torment?
Here it says,
well, this
because
word
fear
is,
meaning
torment.
It's coming out of judgment.
Fear
the idea
involves
of
torment.
What is
the idea
torment?
That you did something
this word
wrong at school,
is
meaning, you got home,
it's coming out
and
of
mom
judgment.
Decided not to deal with it,
the
but
idea
instead
of
said, I'll wait till dad gets home.
The idea that you did something
those
wrong
hours
at school,
there,
you got home,
those hours,
and mom
what is happening
decided
in those
not
hours.
To deal with it, but instead said,
the
I'll
idea
wait till dad
of judgment
home.
Coming.
Knowing,
those
knowing
hours
that well, it's good,
there,
it's right,
those hours,
right?
What
but
is
knowing
happening
it's coming
in those hours,
and thinking about the conversation,
the idea
and worrying
of
about
judgment
how
coming,
he will respond, right?
Knowing that well,
in
it's
love,
good,
I mean, it's
I'm
right,
talking in
right?
a good context,
but knowing
I'm not
it's coming
in a bad
and thinking
context.
About the conversation
because
and worrying about
our kids
how
are
he will respond,
corrected,
right?
Aren't they?
Isn't it good that
in
we're
love,
corrected?
I mean,
I'm talking in a good
wow,
context.
How many people were corrected
in
a bad
child.
Context?
Right?
How many
because
people now that you're older say, thank you.
Corrected, aren't they?
Thank you for correcting.
Isn't it good
me?
That we're corrected?
At the moment,
wow,
I wasn't,
how many people
I,
were
wasn't
corrected as a child?
I wasn't participating.
How many
very
people
well,
now that you're
thankful.
Older say, thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
But that time,
at
that
the moment,
is
I wasn't participating very well.
For,
but now I'm thankful.
For us, as believers, it is important
but
to
that
know
time,
that
judgment
is coming.
It is important that you would have security
for us
in
as
knowing
believers,
that judgment
it is important
is
to know that judgment is
Colossians
past.
Chapter 2 and verse 14
it is important
says
that you would have
blotted
out the handwriting
in knowing
of ordinances
that
were
that judgment
you.
Is past.
Nailing it to his
Colossians
cross.
Chapter 2 and verse 14
meaning
there
is
that
a
he has
laundry
blotted
list
out the handwriting of ordinances that were against you
where you have
nailing
broken the law
to his
and where
cross.
You are guilty and where you have
meaning
been
sinful. There is a laundry
and
list
and it is there and it's like it's still unraveling
you.
Where you have broken
like you,
the law,
just like it's rolling,
and where you
and
are
just
guilty,
rolling out,
and where you have
the list
sinful.
Continues on and on,
and it is there, and it's
that
like
was
it's
against
still
you.
Unraveling, and judgment
like
was coming
just like
against
it's rolling,
you.
And then it's just rolling out.
But
and
instead
the list
of living under
on
judgment,
on.
You have decided to
that
put
was
your faith
you.
In Christ.
And
like
judgment
says
was
in Joel chapter
2, you.
Verse 14, that
but
in the valley
of
living
decision,
under judgment,
you
have
made a decision
to put
your
faith in Christ. And in doing
like
that,
it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 14,
that in the valley of decision,
and there
you made the decision
this
to put
amazing
your faith in
Christ,
statement of security.
And in doing
and
that,
says, I have taken away
the
handwriting of ordinances was against you. I have taken all
this,
that judgment away.
Amazing statement
I placed
of security
it
that he says,
and
I
have taken away the handwriting of ordinances was against you.
So now,
I have
when
taken
you approach
all that
God,
judgment
there is
away,
no fear.
And I have placed it on
there
Christ,
there is no fear.
And he
because
has
with the idea of fear comes judgment,
you.
And if judgment has
so
passed,
now when you
then
approach
you
God, there is no
have
fear.
No reason to be in fear.
There is no fear.
God.
Because with the idea of fear
before
comes
God.
Judgment, and if judgment
the
has
biggest,
passed,
on the biggest
then
stage,
you
and
the
have
most
no
highest,
to be in
highest
fear
possible
God.
Level, fear has been removed.
Before God.
And if
the
that
biggest,
is
on
true,
the biggest stage,
then
and
allow
the
it
most
to work
highest,
down
highest
into the other levels of your life.
Fear has been removed.
Fear.
And if that
fear,
is true,
it says in Hebrews chapter
then
2,
allow
verse 14,
it to work down
controls
into
people.
The other levels of your life.
It says that the devil has
fear.
This authority
fear,
over
it
death
says in Hebrews
because
chapter
he has
2,
fear
verse 14, and
controls people.
We can read
it says that
Hebrews
the devil
2.
Has
we can read it later. Hebrews
this
2,
authority
13,
over
14.
Death because
the devil
he
had
has
control over people.
How?
Death.
Because he had fear.
We can read that. Hebrews 2.
And there
2.
Was fear
we
of
can
death.
Read it later. Hebrews 2, 13 and 14. The devil
the
had
fear
control
of death, I've
over
heard,
people.
Is the number
how?
Two fear
because he had fear. And there was fear of
you
death.
Know that? Fear of death.
Isn't that shocking that it's two?
The fear of death, I've heard,
it's
is
not
the
one.
Number
you
two.
You know what
fear
number one is?
Of all
or was? I don't know if it is anymore. Most statistics are made
you
up.
You know that? Fear of death.
86%
isn't that shocking
statistics
that
are made up?
Two?
No.
It's not one. You know what number one is? Or was? I don't know if it is.
But the number one fear
is public statistics are made up.
86%.
Like I would rather die than stand and do what I'm doing right now. But the number one fear is
I've
public
gotten
speaking.
Over that one. Like I would rather
but
die
the fear
than
of
stand
death,
and do what I'm doing
where does
right
it
now.
Come from? Where does the fear of death come from? Not knowing what's next.
But I've gotten over that one.
Or knowing what's next and not having
but
dealt with
fear
what you
of
have
death.
Presently.
Where does it come from? Where
and
does
not
the fear
having
of death
a resolution
come from?
For the
not
past.
Knowing what's next.
Like all of these
or
things,
knowing
my past,
what's next,
my present,
and not
my
future,
dealt with what
can lead
you
me
have
to the point where I am controlled
and not
by
having
fear.
A resolution for the past.
Fear that my past
like all
sin
of these
is not
things,
dealt
my
with, and I don't know
present,
what to do with
my future, can lead
fear
me to
that
the
right
point
now
where
I'm
I am
the wrong
thing, and fear that in the future, fear that
I
my past
to
sin
God
is not dealt with, and I don't know what to do with it.
That's a shocking
fear
idea.
That right now I'm doing the wrong
it's
thing, and fear that
truth.
In
it's
the
not
future,
only an idea, but it is a truth
I will have
that
to
at
face
some
God
point in our
before.
Lives or in, after our
that's
death, we will stand
idea.
Before God.
It's a shocking truth.
How
it's not
you,
only an idea, but
you
it
looking
is a truth
forward to that, point.
That at some point in our lives,
do you look
or
forward
in,
to
after
that point
our death, we will stand
in rejoicing,
God. Or do you look forward
how
to that point?
How are you
fear?
Looking forward to that point?
The only way
look
to
forward
dismiss
to that point
fear,
with
the
joy
only way that
and
fear
rejoicing,
is cast out,
or do you look forward to that
love
point
of God.
With fear?
The perfect love of God.
The only way to
not
dismiss
an emotional
fear,
love,
the only way that fear
but
is
a stable,
cast out
constant love
is by the
that
love
is
of
with
God.
Me
always.
The perfect love of
never
God.
Changing.
Not an emotional love.
Have you ever been on a ship
a
and the ground is changing underneath you?
That is with me.
Or have you
always.
Ever been on a bus or a train?
Never changing.
And you go to step and then all of a sudden the bus stops.
Have you ever been on a ship and the ground is changing underneath you?
Or
have you ever been on a bus
or
a train?
And you go to step and then all of a sudden the bus stops and you just go flying?
But God's love is holding us.
Or it goes
and you're not holding
on, you go flying.
And there is no changing. James 1:17 says
that
in him there is no variableness nor shadow.
God's love
is
constant and there is no changing.
James 1:17
we need to know
that. In him there is no
variableness nor
shadow
is dependent on whether or not judgment has been satisfied.
We need to know that. My
as I
security,
look at the cross,
as I stand before
and I consider
God,
the cross
is dependent
and the empty tomb,
on whether or not
I know
judgment has
that
been
my
satisfied.
Sins are paid for.
All of that judgment,
as I look at the
all
cross,
of that wrath was poured out on
I consider
on
the cross
and, now
and the empty
I am
tomb,
free.
I know
perfect love
that
has
my
cast
sins
it
are
out.
Paid for.
And he says
all
fear
of that
involves
judgment,
torment, but
all
he
of that
fears
wrath
has not been made perfect
Christ,
in love. Meaning,
now I am free.
You've not been loved.
Perfect love has cast
it
out.
And he says fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
We have a booklet here we give to everybody who comes
meaning,
in for the first time.
You've
says,
not been
just
loved
let God love you.
By this agape
just
love.
Let God love you.
What an idea.
And we have
how
a booklet here we give to everybody who comes in for the first time and says, just let God love you.
By allowing God to love
you. Just
me.
Let God love you.
And I can say, yeah, but
idea.
I am not. No, no, no. Let
how
God love you.
How can I resolve these things,
yeah, but I
past,
need
present,
to present.
Future.
I need to be presentable.
By
no,
God
what you need
me.
Is God's
and
love.
I can say, yeah, but I am not.
No, no,
not.
No. Let God love you.
Because
yeah,
you don't
I
have
need
what
to
it takes.
Present, I need to be presentable.
We can even talk about this idea of security.
Love
that if
to
I am talking
you what you're not.
About needing security,
because
I don't
have
what
it takes to procure it.
And we could even talk about this idea of security.
Security
if I am talking about needing security,
I
don't have what
else.
It takes to procure it.
His
I don't have
Jesus.
What it takes to gain
Thank
security
you,
in my
oh
life.
Oh my gosh, we have an answer. I need
Jesus.
Someone greater. I
Jesus
someone else.
Went to the cross.
Jesus
and his name
took
is
my
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord, went
oh
into
my
the
gosh,
tomb.
We have an
and
answer.
Jesus rose again.
Jesus ascended.
Jesus
went to
is
the
seated
cross.
At the right hand.
Jesus
is my
advocate.
Jesus
is interceding for me.
Jesus
and
is
Jesus
coming
rose
back for
again.
Me. And Jesus
will
ascended.
Establish his kingdom.
Jesus is seated at the right
he
hand.
He is the only
Jesus
way.
Jesus is my advocate.
He is the answer.
Jesus is interceding for me.
We need him.
Jesus is coming back for me. And Jesus will establish his kingdom.
But fear,
he is the only way.
Fear needs to be put in his place.
He is the answer.
We need him.
Like it needs
need
to
him.
Be dealt with.
We have ways of
but
overcoming fear. Some might
fear
be shocked
to be put in its place, doesn't it?
To say you need to overcome
like
your fear
it
of
needs
heights
to be dealt with.
What do you do?
We have
Go
ways of
jumping.
Overcoming fear.
That's extreme.
Some might be shocking.
It's extreme. Pastor Dan Sergioni,
say,
I don't
you
know
need
if you
to
know
overcome
Pastor
your
Sergioni.
Fear of heights.
He was a
what do you
Navy
do?
SEAL
Go
in,
bungee jumping.
In Vietnam. An
That's
amazing,
extreme.
Amazing soldier.
It's extreme. Pastor Dan
Crazy.
Sergioni, I don't know
Crazy.
If you know Pastor Dan
Volunteered
Sergioni.
Volunteered for a
he was
second and a third
Navy
tour.
SEAL in Nam, in
this
Vietnam.
Guy, but he
an
bungee
amazing,
jumped off
amazing
of this
soldier
in Zimbabwe.
Crazy. Have you heard
Crazy.
Of Victoria Falls?
Volunteered for a second and
the
a third tour.
The largest waterfall in the world. I
this
think
guy,
it's 111
but he
meters.
Bungee jumped off
in between
of
Zimbabwe and Zambia,
Zimbabwe.
There's a bridge.
Have you heard of
and
Victoria
it goes right
Falls?
Over this gorge. And it's like
the largest waterfall
like,
in the world. I think
amazing.
It's 111 meters.
He jumped
in between
off
Zimbabwe and Zambia.
He went bungee
a bridge.
Jumping off of it.
And
the
and picture,
it goes right
a picture
over
this
him,
gorge.
Just
and it's
like
just
he's
like,
on his way down. And his
amazing.
Arms are open. And he's just like,
he jumped
going,
off.
Ah, let me at it.
He went bungee jumping off of it.
I love it.
There's a picture of him. He's just like... He's on his way down, and his arms are open, and he's just like, going,
let me at it, right?
I love it. It's
but
an
how can
picture.
I approach life that way?
If that was me,
without
I'd be
in the fetal position.
How can I overcome fear and not,
but how
not
can
have
I
it
control
me?
Life that way?
Like control my faith. Like I could be afraid of the
how
Bible.
How can I overcome
fear? I can
fear
say it's such a big
not,
book. I don't know where
it
is. I heard there's a lot of judgment.
Me.
There's a lot of things to be afraid
like
of.
Control
in it.
My
no.
faith.
Like
By
I could be
love
afraid
of, God,
of the Bible.
Approach the Bible. Find
I can say
him.
It's such a big book.
Find
I don't know
Christ.
Where it is. I heard there's a lot of judgment.
Christ,
there's a lot of things to be afraid of.
Liberty and amazing joy.
By the love of God, approach the Bible. Find
I could have a fear of simply communicating my faith.
And we're
going to
have
Christ,
a baptism.
Find an amazing liberty
we're
going to
have
and
a baptism coming up. Was it July 30th or 31st?
I could have a fear of simply communicating
like
my faith. And we're going to have a baptism.
July 31st,
we're going to have
we're
our
have
baptism.
And
if you want to make this, this statement of faith, it's like this. A way to express your faith and say, I was buried
July
31st,
and I am alive
we're going to have our
again.
Baptism. And if you want to make this, this statement of
anyway,
faith, it's like this.
Like fear
a way
could
to express your faith and say, I was
and
buried
fear
and
could
I am
control
alive
me,
again.
Keep me in this little kind
thing.
Of like
see me if you
boxed
want to be
in Christianity.
Anyway,
like fear could hold
like
me
I
back.
Have my, I keep it at my
and
house
fear
or whatever it is, but I don't
in this
little kind of
out into my whole life.
Boxed in Christianity.
That kind of fear
is like I have my,
it's
I
there.
Keep it at my house
we
or whatever it is, but I don't
allow
in,
it to pour
it
out into my whole life.
I don't know what it is, work, family, whatever
that kind
it is.
Of fear,
it could be that I feel
there.
Like my faith
we could
is
feel
confined.
It. In the times that we're living in,
and out of
maybe,
fear,
I don't
know
what it is, work, family,
box.
Whatever it is. It could be that
and
I
I'm not
feel
saying you need to be
like
Billy
faith
Graham, but I'm just saying,
allow your faith
and out of fear, I
don't
pouring
out
into every aspect of your life.
And I'm not saying
it could
be
a little
grand, but
terrifying.
I'm just saying allow
it could
your
be
faith
a little,
to
like anxiety
to be
in it,
pouring
but
out
instead
into every
of
aspect
being controlled
of your
life. By fear, take a step of faith.
And it could
and
be
the
a
truth
little
of
terrifying.
Who Christ is.
It could
and
be
allow
a little
his,
like anxiety
his
in it,
position
but instead
who he
of being
is,
controlled by fear, take
be
a step
the confidence
of faith
and the security
and the truth
that you need
of who Christ
walk
is,
by faith.
And allow his fear. Position in
okay,
his
turn
who
with me
he
in Philippians
is,
chapter 4.
Be the confidence and the security that you need.
Walk by
We've
faith.
Said this before, but in verse
fear.
Four,
okay, turn with me to Philippians
4,
chapter
it says
what?
We can talk about anxiety.
Rejoice in, oh no,
we've said this before, but
oh yeah,
verse,
rejoice, oh yeah, here we go.
Four,
rejoice in the Lord always, and again
four,
I say rejoice.
What? Let your gentleness be known to all
rejoice
men,
in, oh,
the
no,
Lord is at hand.
Be anxious
oh, yeah,
for
rejoice.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Be
rejoice
anxious
in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
We've said this before, but have you ever read that verse and said, "Oh no, that
the
just
Lord
made me more anxious"?
Hand. Be anxious
now
for
I'm
nothing.
Anxious about not being anxious.
Be anxious for nothing.
I don't know. I think I'm being disobedient.
We've said this before, but have you ever read
now
that verse
that
said,
"Oh no,
that
just made me more anxious"?
And it's just like this tornado of anxiety going on.
I don't know. I think I'm being disobedient. I'm anxious now. Now I'm anxious that I'm disobedient. And it's just like this tornado of anxiety going on. Be anxious for nothing.
What is
but
my answer?
Instead of anxiety, but
praise.
Instead of that,
be anxious for nothing.
In everything,
by
be
prayer
anxious
and supplication
with
but
thanksgiving.
Instead of anxiety,
let your requests
but
be made known unto God.
Instead of that,
give it
in
to
everything,
God.
By prayer and supplication.
By prayer
with
thanksgiving.
Let your requests
be made known unto God.
We approach God.
Give it to God.
And we say, oh man, Lord, I'm anxious.
By prayer,
I feel like I'm disobeying you. Oh Lord,
with
I'm anxious
thanksgiving.
About being anxious.
We approach God.
Oh Lord, I'm anxious.
We
about
say, oh
gas
man,
prices.
Lord, I'm anxious. I feel
oh,
like I'm
Lord,
disobeying
I'm anxious
you.
That I might have two flat tires.
Oh Lord,
in my
I'm
car.
Anxious.
About
Lord,
being
I'm anxious
what the dog did at home while I was
oh,
gone.
Oh Lord, I'm anxious about
Lord,
gas
I'm anxious
prices.
About school. Lord, I'm
oh, Lord,
anxious
I'm
about work.
That
Lord,
I might
I'm
have
anxious
two flat
about
tires
everything.
In my car.
I'm anxious about the kids.
Lord, I'm anxious what
I'm anxious
the dog
about
did
the
at
kids
home
school.
While I was gone.
I'm anxious about the kids.
Lord,
kids
I'm anxious about
Lord,
school.
About
Lord,
everything.
I'm anxious about
ah!
work. Lord, I'm anxious about everything. I'm anxious about the kids. I'm anxious about the kids'
my
school.
My answer will be
I'm anxious about the kids' kids' school.
Right?
I'm anxious about everything. Ah!
Right?
Lord, thank you that you went to the cross. Lord, thank you that you took my
sin. My answer will be
Lord, thank you that you handled my wrath.
In thanksgiving.
Lord, thank you that you went into
Lord,
the tomb
you
and I went with
cross.
You. Lord, thank
Lord,
you that you removed the stone. Thank you that you walked
Lord,
out of the grave. Thank you that you ascended to heaven.
Lord,
thank you that
you
were at the right hand of the
tomb
and I went with you. Lord, thank you that you were hearing my request.
Thank you that you walked out of the grave.
Thank you that you ascended to heaven. Thank you that you were seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you that you were interceding for me. Thank you that you were hearing my request
and your ear
in time of need
to me.
It doesn't say he's an ever-present help
but
in time
of
your
Psalm
success.
46, verse 1, you are an ever-present help
your success
in time
by providing
of need.
For you.
No.
He is
doesn't
an
say he's an ever-present
help
in your
time
of
your
need
success.
When you think you don't have it,
and
when
he will
you are
validate
insecure,
your success
when you are
by
fearful,
providing for you.
When you are anxious,
no.
He is there.
An ever
he says, I
help
you always,
even
at
the
ends
of
the
earth.
When you think you don't have it,
when you are insecure,
will
you
by prayer and supplication leave everything on my
lap? He says, I'm with you always, even at the ends of the earth.
Will you depend on me?
Will you look to me? Will you by prayer and supplication leave everything on my lap?
We say, but what about next year?
I'm willing to take it all from
there.
Right? Anxiety about my again, anxiety about my past, anxiety about my present, anxiety about what about next year?
Where is God in all
of
this?
I'm there.
He's in all of this.
Anxiety about my again, anxiety about my past,
there isn't a second in time that he isn't
present, anxiety about my future. Where is God?
He knows everything that you were dealing with.
He knows
everything that you will deal with.
There isn't a second in time that
he
isn't currently present.
And he
knows everything that you were dealing with. He knows everything that you will deal with.
And
he
is there,
waiting to hear
with you
the prayers
for you.
That you have to give to him.
And he has inclined his ear to
so
you,
let
Psalm
loose.
116. Meaning he is bent down,
like
and he
David,
is waiting
before
to
Goliath
hear
in
1
Samuel
17. That you have to give to him.
Can you imagine this little guy?
So let it loose.
Hey, David.
Let it go.
Goliath
like
is
David,
like 9 foot,
before
six
Goliath,
inches tall, whatever he is,
17.
Almost 10 feet tall.
Can
David,
you imagine
who knows,
this
whatever
guy?
He is, even if he's
hey,
6 feet tall. He's
David,
not
Goliath is
nine
like 9 foot,
six, foot
right?
6 inches tall, whatever he is.
And Goliath
10 feet
is
tall.
There. It says the
David,
head of his
who knows,
spear
whatever he is,
was
even
25
if he's 6 feet
pounds.
Tall. He's not just the head
nine
of his spear.
9 foot six, right?
Let alone the
and
beam.
Goliath is there. It
the
says
coat
the
of mail
head
that
of his
he had
spear
on was like 125 pounds.
His helmet was this
just
giant
the head
thing.
Of the spear.
And he is there, and he has
let
like all the notches, right?
The
like
coat
the
of mail
State
that he
Buckeyes
had on
helmet,
was like 125 pounds. His helmet was this
they
giant
like, what are those marks
thing. And he is there, and
years
he has like
whatever.
All the notches.
It's intimidating,
right?
They have all the marks on their helmet.
Goliath is that way.
On their helmet.
Like all the battles he's won, all the courage he has, everything.
It's intimidating, right?
They have all the marks on their helmet. Goliath is that way.
What are you going
like
to do?
All the battles
you come
he's
at
won,
me like I'm a
all
dog
the courage
with a stick
he has,
and a strap of
everything, and there he is
real
before
cute.
David. He's like, that's like us in the life
what
that
are
we
you
going
to do? You
like
come
if
at
you
me
look
like
at
I'm
it
a dog
by
with
sight,
a stick and a strap of
you
leather.
You will be intimidated.
Real cute.
You will be fearful.
That's like
you
us.
Will be anxious in the life that we live in.
But it's so important
like
to know that Christ
at it
never
sight,
came to make everything make sense to us by sight.
You will be fearful. You
read the book of Matthew.
By
but
sight,
it's so important to know that Christ never came
he's
to make
poor,
everything make
guy.
Sense to us by sight.
And everyone else seems
read the book
to
of
be,
Matthew.
Have the authority.
By sight, nothing makes
but
sense.
But in the end, he's the one that came out of the tomb.
He's this poor,
and
weak
the
little
ones
guy.
Who were confounded.
They're
and everyone
the ones
else
that are
seems
anxious.
To be
they're
have
the ones
authority.
That are fearful.
So just like
but
David, we're standing
in
our faith, and we say, I have a strap of leather, a stick, and five rocks.
They're the ones that are anxious. They're the ones that are
ready to go. So just
that's
like David, we're standing
that's
in our
enough.
Faith.
Why?
And we say, I
because
have a strap of leather,
I know who
a
my
stick,
God
and five rocks. I am so secure in who
and
Christ
I'm ready to
is.
Go.
I'm so
that's
secure in what Christ
that's
has
enough.
Done.
Why?
I'm so secure
because
in what Christ will
God
do
is.
That I am willing
I am
to
so
stand in front of a giant and who
with
Christ
absolutely
is.
Nothing.
I'm so secure in what Christ is like excited
I'm
to
so
see how
secure
it's turn
out.
In what Christ will do that I am willing to stand in front of a giant with absolutely nothing.
He puts on Saul's armor, right?
And I'm just like excited to see how it's going to turn out.
Like he can't walk. Like,
there
can't
he is.
Swing
David's
the sword,
in
can't
Saul's
do anything.
Little tent, and he puts on
he
Saul's
says,
armor.
This doesn't
right?
work. I haven't proved it. It's
he's
not
like
clanking
around.
So he goes out there with
like,
his little
walk,
piece of leather, and he's like, "This
swing the sword. He can't do anything.
This is it.
Why?"
He says, "This doesn't work.
Because
I haven't proved it.
God
it's not
is.
My own.
Is there not
so he
a
goes
cause?
Out there with his little
don't
piece of leather. He's like, "This
God?
Is comfortable.
Let me at him.
This is it."
And he throws that rock, not knowing what
he's
doing, but by faith.
Is there not a cause?
Don't we have a word from God?
What is it that propels it? The thing that propels it
and
directs it is God.
Not knowing what he's doing, but by faith.
Christ has been given to us.
And what is it? What is
it that propels
it? The thing that propels it
and
directs it is God.
He is not afraid of.
Christ
he does not judge you. He doesn't, like if you live in fear
and
judgment, he doesn't like,
and all
the things that we have,
he
is not
afraid
of.
And he does
like,
not judge you. He doesn't, like
if
you live in fear and judgment, he doesn't like,
he said, how's it going today?
And we say, well, I'm anxious.
Back
he's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. And he goes
like,
away.
Imagine if he came, he woke up, like if God
like,
woke
wow,
up.
Wow, thanks.
Whatever.
If God
I'm
came down before
and said,
how's it going
today?
Right?
And we say, well,
but
I'm anxious.
Instead,
he's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow.
He says, how's it
and
going
he goes
today?
Away.
We say, I'm anxious and fearful. He says, I know.
He'd be like, wow, thanks.
Will you trust me?
I'm left before a giant
say, yeah,
with nothing.
Trust you.
And
but
we throw
instead,
the rock
he comes down. He says, how's it going today? We say, I'm anxious and fearful. He says, I know.
And God directs it. God
will you trust me?
And we have no fear
before our enemy.
And we throw the rock by faith.
Because God is.
We just let it fly.
So here,
and God directs it.
When
God
we do that,
guides it,
and we have
no
six,
fear.
When we do that,
our
we
enemy,
make these
our enemy.
Prayers and supplications
because God
for thanksgiving.
Is who
we
he
let
is.
Our request made known
so here,
to God. There's a
that
something happens.
Verse 6. When we do that, we make
it's
these
not like
prayers
a magic formula, but there is. If
we
I
let
truly
our
trust
made known
him,
unto God, there's
if
a,
I am
there
truly
is a,
secure in Him,
happens.
If I really rest my life in
it's
the reality
not like a magic
of who
formula,
Christ is,
but there is.
Something
if I truly
trust
produced
Him
in my life,
if I am truly secure in Him. If I really rest
and the
my
peace
life
of
in
God
the reality of who Christ
surpasses
is, something
all
will be produced in my
will
life.
Will guard your
and
hearts
word,
and minds through Christ Jesus.
And the peace of God, which surpasses
peace is
all
not the
understanding
of difficulty,
will guard your hearts and minds
peace isn't the absence
through Christ
of
Jesus.
We could say in our life, Lord Jesus, I just need peace in
peace
my life.
Peace is not the absence
and he said,
of
well,
difficulty.
Well, that'll come in eternity.
Peace is
right
the
now you have
difficult.
Conflict. Right
we
now
could
you
say
have
in our life, Lord Jesus, I just
right
need
now
peace
you
in my
have
life.
Struggles on every
and
side.
He said, well,
maybe.
That'll come
if
in
not,
the in
hallelujah.
Eternity.
Enjoy the time.
But right now you have conflict.
But if
right
so,
now you have tribulation.
Don't be condemned.
Right now
instead
you have
be
struggles on every side.
Maybe.
Instead, allow the peace
if
of
not,
God.
Hallelujah.
The peace
enjoy
of God
the
which surpasses
but
understanding.
If so, don't be condemned.
Meaning we could say,
instead,
Lord, this is what I need. He says, you don't even
instead,
know what you need.
Instead, allow the peace of God.
But I do.
The peace of God which surpasses
and I am able to
surpass what you think you need.
Meaning we could say, Lord, this is what I need. He says, you don't even know what you
and
need.
And this peace
but I do.
Is not just like a,
and
an
I am
idea,
able to
like
surpass what you think you need.
Like just Pedro
meet you there.
Playing a,
and this piece
a little melody
is not just
day,
like
a,
right? an idea.
That's not
like
the
a
peace
harp
of God.
Playing in the background.
I'm sitting on a cloud. The harp,
like just Pedro,
the peace
a,
of God,
a little
is that even though there is
day,
trouble,
right?
even
that's
though
the
there's
of
difficulty,
God, and
there is
on
someone
cloud,
greater.
The harp,
and I am
the peace
secure
of God,
and the reality
is that even
that
though
he
there
is
trouble,
greater than everything
even
else,
though there is difficulty, there is
if
someone
your heart
greater.
Condemns you, take joy
and I am
in the
secure
fact that he is
in the reality that he is greater than everything else.
We have there is
if
an
your
enemy.
Heart
we do have an enemy. His name is Satan.
And the fact that he is greater.
Than
everything. He is real. He is working. It says in Ephesians chapter 2
there is
the
an
prince
enemy.
Of the power.
We do have
power
an enemy.
Of the earth.
His
now
name
worketh.
Satan.
It's true.
Right? But he's not the biggest thing.
He is real.
Christ
he is working.
Bigger.
It says
Christ
in Ephesians chapter 2 that the prince of the power
we
of the
have
now worketh. It's true.
In the truth that Christ
but he's
is greater.
Not the biggest
and
thing.
This peace governs
Christ
now
bigger.
Governs our
Christ
heart.
Is
guards
greater.
Our hearts.
And we have
it is standing at the door.
The truth that Christ is greater.
The peace of
and
God
peace
is now the thing
governs,
that is checking
now governs
the door.
Our heart. Guards
instead
our
of my anxiety and
meaning,
my fear checking the door
into
door.
My heart.
The peace
imagine
of
that.
God is now the thing
you,
that is checking
about?
The
I don't
door.
Know. Ah! Right?
Instead of my anxiety and my fear,
the peace of God
in my
heart,
and He is saying,
imagine
that. Yes, that comes in.
Are you good?
Philippians 4, the next verse, Philippians 4, 8.
No, the peace of God is good.
Whatsoever
the peace of God is there,
and He is saying, yes, that comes in. Philippians 4, the next verse, Philippians 4, 8.
Whatsoever
things are good,
whatsoever things are true,
whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely,
whatsoever
things are of a good report,
whatsoever things are true,
whatsoever things are noble,
whatsoever things are
just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely,
how do I know?
Whatsoever things are of a good report.
I'm anxious just trying to figure out what those things are.
If there is anything praiseworthy,
well, the peace of God is governing.
He is the one that is guarding the door.
How do I know? I'm anxious.
And He is the one that is saying,
yep, just trying to figure
out
what those things are.
Come on in. No, you're out.
Well, the peace of God is governing.
He is the one that is guarding the door.
Illustration. Never mind.
And He is the one that is saying, yep,
He is the one. You're good offensive lineman.
Yep, come on in. No, you're out.
Forget that.
Like a bad offensive lineman.
No, just kidding.
Right. The peace of God is now the one who is guarding the door of my heart.
A good offensive lineman.
He's saying, yes, those things come in. No, those things are not. And I am
no longer
the one is now the one who is guarding the door of my heart.
Thing.
He's saying, yes, those things come in.
No, those things are not.
And He has already
overcome. No longer the one.
And my security,
my peace
comes in knowing that He has,
because Christ has already contended with it.
And He has already overcome it.
Chapter 4.
And my security, my peace comes in knowing that He has overcome.
Because it's a humbling thing.
Revelation chapter
5,
I'm sorry.
John
is
in
heaven.
Picture.
I go to this.
John is in heaven and he sees that there is a scroll in
Revelation
the hand
chapter
of God.
5, I'm sorry.
There is something in the
John
hand of God
in heaven.
And nobody in heaven,
John is in heaven,
and he sees
or even
that there is a scroll in the hand of God.
Like
there is something
in the
that
hand
needs
of God,
to be done.
And nobody
there
in
is
heaven
something there,
and it needs
it
to be taken
or even
care
look
of.
At it.
But nobody, no creature, no thing in heaven
there is something
can
that
touch
needs
it,
to be done.
Let alone even look at it.
There is something there, and it needs to be taken
and in
care
response
of.
To this,
but nobody,
John weeps,
no creature, no thing
in, verse,
in heaven can touch it,
four,
let alone
so
even
I wept
look
much,
at it.
Because no one was
and
found
in response
worthy
to this,
to open
weeps,
and read the scroll
says
or to look at it. Four.
Contextually,
so
this
I wept
one thing,
much,
but we're going to make an application
because
here.
No one was found worthy
that
to open
what,
and read
what
the
is
scroll
causing
or
you
to
weep
it in your life.
Contextually, this one
and
thing.
And is it
but we're
because
make an
you don't see
here
the answer?
You don't see the resolution.
What is
and
causing
I'm
you to
with
weep
you
in your life?
There are things that we see happening in this
and
life.
Is it
there
because
are things
that
we perceive
answer,
and as we walk
don't
by
see
sight,
the resolution.
We see it and we
and
say,
I'm
weeping
you
over that.
There are things that we see
because
happening
I don't
in this
see
life.
How it
there
can
are
work
things that
I don't
we
see
we
how
perceive
and as we walk by
see,
sight,
Lord,
we see it and we say, I'm weeping
in
over that.
Weeping.
Because I don't see how it can work. I don't see how it can be mended.
One of the elders said to me, do not weep.
In our weeping,
behold,
there is
the
an
lion
answer
of the tribe of Judah.
And it says,
the root of
five,
David,
one of the elders said
to
me, to
open
do
the
not
scroll
weep
and to loose.
Do not weep.
Seven seals.
Behold, the lion of
don't
the tribe
no,
of
no,
Judah.
Don't weep. No.
You're
the
looking
of
at
David
the wrong thing.
Has prevailed to open the
if
scroll.
If we look at
and to
how
loose,
impossible it is to overcome, we will
don't
weep.
Don't weep. No.
You're
but
looking
instead
at
of
the
looking
thing
at that,
let's look at the lion of the tribe of Judah.
If we look at how impossible it is to overcome, we will weep.
The one who has overcome.
But instead of looking
the one
at that,
who
is
look
able
at the lion of the
so
tribe of Judah.
The elder, look at this. The elder
the one
describes
who
says,
has
there
prevailed.
Is a lion.
Or
the
there
one
is the
who
lion
has
of
overcome,
the tribe of Judah.
The one who hit
but
is
what does
able
John see? So the elder, look at this. The elder
like,
describes, says,
how is
there
that
is
in
lion
our lives? Like we
or
are weeping,
the lion of the
and
tribe
we are
of
in
Judah.
Sorrow, we are in pain, we
but
are
what
in
does
difficulty,
see?
And we're saying, ah, what is it?
Like
God taps us on the shoulder and says,
in
no,
our lives,
there
like
is
we
a,
are weeping,
there is a lion.
We are in sorrow, we are in pain, we are in difficulty,
and
we're
under
saying,
control.
Ah, what is it?
And he knows
and
what he's
God
doing.
God taps us on the shoulder
and
he says, no,
there is,
and
a,
he is
there
able.
Is a lion.
And do we look at
loose
him?
And
do
he
we
is
look
under
at him
control?
And
it's
he knows
choice
what he's doing. And he
I
has
say,
prevailed
nice
and he is able.
But
and
I don't
do
want to
look
at
him right now.
I want to see
do
this mountain moved. I want to see this
it's
difficulty. I want to see the answer. I want to see
say,
this giant
nice
knot untied.
But I don't
want to
see a lion
I need
right
answers
now.
I want to
and
see
says,
this
no,
mountain moved. I want to see this difficulty.
No, you need
I want to see the answer. I want
you
to see
him
this
high
giant
exalted
knot
in your life.
Untied.
He is the one who
answers
is able to overcome
says,
everything.
No, you need the lion.
And he has. So here,
no, you need
he
Christ.
Says, I looked.
You need him high and exalted in your life.
He is the one who is
to
able
look
to overcome everything,
look to Jesus
and he has. So
Hebrews
here,
2,
he says it,
looking unto
looked,
Jesus.
Hebrews chapter 12,
hallelujah,
verse 2.
He looked.
Looking unto Jesus,
encouragement
what?
To you,
the
look
author and the finisher of
Jesus
our faith.
Hebrews 2.
The author and the finisher of our faith.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
There isn't a part of it that is not under
Jesus'
authority and control.
The author and the finisher of our faith.
In the midst of the throne,
the author and the finisher of our faith.
There isn't a part
of
it that is not under
His
authority and control.
I look. In the midst of the throne,
I thought we were looking for
the four living creatures. In the midst of the elders,
lions aren't lambs.
Stood a lamb.
Lambs aren't lions.
Christ is both.
He is
both. I thought we were looking for a lion.
He is the lion and he is the lamb.
Lions aren't lambs.
A lamb as though it had been slain.
Christ is both.
He is both.
He is the lion and
he is
the lamb.
Seven horns and seven eyes.
A lamb as though it had been slain.
And sent out into all the world. And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand,
having
seven horns
and
seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
There's a lion
sent out into all the world.
I look and I see a lamb.
And he came,
Christ is a lion towards my adversaries,
and he is a lamb towards me.
There's a lion.
Like he is able to rip and devour and shred
Christ
everything that has come against me.
But he is
so gentle and he is so meek and he is so
like he is able to rip
me.
And devour and shred everything that has come against me.
I need
a
lion
so
to overcome.
Gentle,
but my God,
so
I need a lamb.
Meek, and he is so
I need a lamb that will
comfort
me, that will lead me, that will tell me that I'm okay.
I need the lion to overcome.
He does that,
but my God, I need a lamb.
Just right up.
I
no
need
one
a lamb
else
can even
come
look,
for me,
but the
that
lamb
will
goes
me,
up and just says,
tell
thank
me
you,
that I am
and he says,
okay.
I have it.
And he does
I have
the authority.
The lamb
I have
walks
the power.
Out.
There is
right
no
up.
Competition.
No one else could
there
even
no
look.
Question.
But the lamb goes up
done.
And just says, thank
done.
You.
And he says, I have it.
And he
I
says
have the
repeatedly
here
I have
in
the
this
power,
book of Revelation.
There is no competition.
When he's introduced, there is no question.
In the first four chapters,
he says it over and over and over again.
I
says repeatedly here
and I am
in
the
book of Revelation.
I was the first.
He's introducing himself
last.
In the first four chapters.
Over and
he
over
says
again.
It over and
he
over and over again.
Encompasses
I am the beginning and I am the end.
He
I
has
was the
it
first,
all.
I am the last.
You can trust him
over and over again.
And then
he
read at the end.
Encompasses. We'll just read real quick here at the end.
He has it all.
Chapter 21.
You can trust him.
And then read at the end.
Just read
just
real
like
quick
as
here
a
at the end.
Refresher. Like this is what is
verse,
coming for us.
Chapter 21.
This is a reality. This is not some idea. There is no
just,
clause
just like
in the book of Revelation
like this
that
is
says
what is
if he
for
is
us.
Able to do, then
this is
this
a reality.
Will
there
this
are no
is not
clauses.
Some
there
idea.
Are simply statements
there is no clause
truth.
In the book of Revelation
right, he says
that
this.
Says if he
now
is
I
able
saw
to
a new
do
heaven
then
and a new earth
happen.
For the first heaven
there are
and
no
the first
clauses.
Earth had
there
passed
are simply
away.
Statements
also there was no
truth.
More sea
and then
and
I John
this.
Saw the holy city
now,
new Jerusalem
a new
coming down
new earth
out of
the first heaven
and
from God
prepared as a bride adorned for her
also there was no more sea
and I heard a loud voice
and then I John saw the holy city new Jerusalem coming down
out of heaven
from God
and he will dwell with
them and they shall be his people
and I heard a loud voice
God will be with them
from heaven
be their
behold the tabernacle of
God
is with men
will wipe away
he will dwell with them
from their eyes
and they shall be his people
there shall be no more death nor sorrow nor crying
and be their God
there shall be no more pain
and God
the former things
will
have passed
away.
Away
every tear
then he
from
who
eyes.
Sat on the throne said,
"There
behold,
shall be no more
I
death, nor sorrow,
new.
Nor crying. There shall be no more pain.
That's coming.
For the former things
are
have
we
passed
ready?
Away.
Are we anticipating?
Then he who sat
are
on the
looking?
Throne said, behold,
not with fear,
I make all
not with anxiety,
new.
But instead full of love
that's
and
coming.
Full of peace
huh?
And full of security,
ready?
Knowing
are we anticipating?
Who he
are we
is.
Are looking?
Knowing
with
what
fear,
he has done.
Not with
and
anxiety, but
what
instead
he has prepared for
full
us.
Of love and full of peace
allow
and full of security,
to
knowing
like, reinforce
the knowing what he has done and knowing
now
what he
has
walked by faith
us.
In this time,
allow
right,
these
in this
to,
time where
to,
we do
like,
see death, and we do see sickness, and we do see
that you have
injustice,
and now
we
do
walk by faith.
We don't
in
look
this
at
time,
it. Instead, we right, look at
in this time where
doesn't
we
make
do
all
see
that stuff
death,
go away.
We do see sickness,
but it gives
we do
us
see
a
injustice
that is higher than it all.
We do.
But we don't
that
look
it is
at
not
it.
The
instead,
only
we look
thing
at Jesus.
But there is a greater
it doesn't make
thing
all that stuff go
that
away.
Christ among
but
us.
But it gives us a
amen?
Seat that is higher
amen.
Than it all.
Lord Jesus,
that
thank
it
you.
Is not the only thing
thank
happening.
For the
there is a greater
you give
thing
us.
Happening.
Thank you for
that
the joy
Christ
and the peace
among
and the love that you give us.
Amen.
That you have
amen.
Given us.
Lord Jesus,
if there's anybody here this morning that you've never
thank
put your faith
you for
in Christ,
the assurance that you give
just
us.
Say,
thank
Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
The peace and the love
I need a Savior.
That you have
I
given
ask
us.
That you would come.
And if there's anybody here this morning
that
you've never
life,
put your faith in Christ,
I believe that
you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
You rose
I need
again
a Savior.
For me.
I ask that you would come.
The prayer
give
is
me
the thing
the
that saves you, but
life.
Your trust in Christ this is the
I
thing
believe
that
you bled, you died.
And if that's your prayer this morning,
you rose again. For
please
me.
Raise your hand. We'll pray with
Lord,
you.
Thank you.
The prayer isn't
okay,
the thing
Lord,
that saves
you,
but your trust in Christ is the thing that saves you.
Amen.
And if that's your prayer this morning, please raise your hand. We'll pray with you.
Okay, Lord, thank you.